Welcome to episode 145 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It's that time of year again, when woodlands across the country are transformed by a swathe of colour as bluebells burst into life. Regular listeners will know that I always head out every year around this time, photographing the display differently each time. Now, this past weekend saw me take a trip out with my family, giving me the perfect chance to get some thoughts together about how I will photograph the striking location this year in the coming week. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 145. It's just about 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and I am once again in the middle of a woodland. Now, I know a lot of you guys hear me talking from the middle of the woodland, and I do like these areas, but this is a very different reason on this occasion. Over the next couple of weeks, this podcast and the next, I'm going to bring you a two-part mini-series, if you can call it that, about photographing bluebells, because it's that time of year again, and regular listeners will know that every year I head out to this very same woodland, and I always try to shoot the bluebells in a different way. So in the past we've had sort of ultra wide angle shots, we've had, I believe, ground level shots that probably tied in with the same thing. I will, of course, link to the previous episodes. Oh, I should point out that I'm with my family today, so if you do hear any gurgling or chattering, it's most likely going to be them doing their thing. I have a hat here. My daughter's, oh no, it's my wife's hat, which she's managed to drop, so there we go. Let's say no more about that, because it's a big wood and I might never ever make it out again. So in the past, I've shot a super wide angle, I've shot, I think, did I do close-up stuff for you, and then I shot telephoto. I remember, I think on one occasion, that I set up the camera so that it was just a single focal length, and just seeing how I could work with a very familiar subject, with the shutter speeds, with apertures, and all that sort of thing, and that I think worked quite well. You guys seem to like that. So the reason I'm here today, I'm not actually shooting, I'm not going full on taking pictures, so I'm just out for a stroll really with my family, but I'm treating this as a chance to do a little recce, as a little location scout. So with me, I've just got a very simple setup. I've got my Nikon D800 with the Nikkor 50mm f1.8D lens, which is a lovely sharp lens. It's very light. And actually, just as an aside, I was talking to a colleague earlier in the week, and we were talking about equipment specifically for the purpose of outdoors photography and going sort of heading off sort of maybe hiking or what have you, and wanting to travel light. And of course, you know, I've got a range of lenses. I've got like the 24-70 and the 80-200 and what have you, but I've come kind of to the conclusion that I like shooting on the prime lenses, that is the lenses that don't vary their focal length. So you've got the 50, I typically have the 50mm and the 35mm. Again, I'll put links in the show notes to these. And on the D800, there are a few limitations I'm finding with the camera for certain things. I mean, it is a staggering camera, the quality is amazing. But for outdoors photography, especially in areas like this with the woodland where it's you've got shaded areas, there's not always a lot of light coming through the canopy. Today it's a lovely bright morning, blue sky, puffy white clouds, and there's plenty of light. But I have found, because, and I've spoken to Nikon about this, because of the resolution, the pulling power of the sensor, what I'm finding in comparison to, say, a D3, which I still shoot on, is you have to be that much more precise with your focusing with the D800. Now, that's a given. You should always know how to focus your cameras. But in day-to-day practice, what I'm finding is that realistically, whatever lens I'm shooting on, I really need to be shooting at, say, f8, or at the very least f6.3, because that allows me to have the depth of field which combats any slight focusing, sort of slightly off focus from where I want. Because in the past, I was finding that I focused, that the camera confirmed a focus, and it just wasn't quite pin sharp as I'd like. Now, you probably hear noises in the background. What I'm finding also with the D800, that's all very well, but if you're shooting at, say, F8 in a woodland where it's not a particularly bright day and you're trying to photograph, I don't know, people, sort of, if it's camping or if they're, sort of having a cup of tea or whatever it might be, you really want, probably, will need to put the ISO up. So rather than, like today, I'm shooting ISO 200, I could probably go down to 100 if I wanted. You would be looking at maybe 600, 800, something like that, if it's a particularly darkened corner. Where I'm stood at the moment, I'm underneath a really nice old yew tree, and I will just have a quick look to see. Where are we? So that is telling me f6.3 is a 40th of a second at ISO 400. So what I'm finding with the D800 is that there's much more noise even at ISO 4 or 600 compared to, say, the D3 and what have you. So it's not the perfect camera, but for its lightness and its compactness, being able to throw it in a rucksack with the prime lenses, it's perfect. And on a day like today, I'm not out here to turn this into a photo shoot. Obviously, I'm taking pictures of my family here and sort of just some recce shots. But it's a nice little camera. I just wish the ISO was a bit better, and I can deal with the focusing issues, because once you know how to use particular kits the way that you shoot, then it doesn't become such a problem. So so that's what I'm doing here. I mean, it's one of those things, you visit a location that you keep going back to year on year. Now, as I'm looking at it, where are we now, it's still sort of early part, not quite mid-April, and all the bluebells, I mean, it's just a staggering amount. The colour is amazing, but the bluebells aren't quite out yet. I mean, they're all out, but they're still in bud, some of them. They're not in their sort of full, I know what the official term would be, flute or bells, or you know, the proper shapes. I'm sure you guys probably know better than I do. If you do know, let me know. But so this is a good chance, because I'm not going to go crazy, because the pictures aren't looking as the flowers aren't looking their best yet. In the past, it's been a case that my commitments or weather has meant that they're just starting to go over and it's not been ideal. But it's nice just to have a sort of stroll, not have all the kit, just see where the light is falling, see if there's stuff that maybe I haven't seen before, or if trees have changed compared to what they were, say, this time last year. One thing I am noticing is that there is less green foliage out at the moment compared to what I might have seen. So if I come back in, say, 3 weeks' time, I dare say it'll be much more noticeable how all the leaves on the trees have grown. It's lovely. It's just a chance to look around, explore an area. I'm just going to pause here because we've got another family coming along. As I know a lot of you appreciate, I don't like to record other people's conversations for their own privacy, so bear with me and I shall get right back to you. So, sorry about that. Like I said, I never like to record other people's conversations, just out of respect for them. I'm sure a lot of people, there's nothing that's really that's incriminating or anything like that, but there we go. But we were just saying, actually, that the bluebells appear to be out earlier this year, which might explain why the greenery in the trees is not as prevalent as maybe it has been in previous years. Of course, we've had ridiculous amounts of rain at the start of this year. If you're over here in the UK, you will have seen all the coverage and some awful, awful situations. People have ended up in at various parts of the country. Thankfully, it looks as though things have sort of subsided on that, and we're looking like we're going to have a nice spring. But I'm just stood here, and I'm just looking up at one of the trees here, and of course I'm thinking about the bluebells and what's around me and what I might photograph and how I'm going to shoot it. But of course, often you go to any location, it might even be that you're photographing people and you have a particular shot in mind or a particular set of shots, but then if you just look around you start to see other things. So there's this one tree here which I'm assuming it's probably an oak tree. I'm no expert, but I think it is. It's got holly sort of growing in and out of it, and I think some ivy as well. But it's really, really old and gnarly, and that's one of those. It's one of those trees that just, for a photographer, is just a bit of a photographer's dream, because there's so much texture when you've got the lighting, sort of side lighting on it. It's just perfect. So there's some sort of greenery right at the very top, but then the branch is really old and gnarly, sort of coming down there, that they just don't they don't have any foliage on. Whether it's because it's partially died, I don't know. I might just try to do a quick photograph. I haven't got my my little microphone that clips onto my sort of shirt or whatever today, so I'm just going to pick the camera up and let's just see. So watching some other people wandering by, that's fine. I hope they're sticking to the footpaths, because bluebell woods are, I gather, I believe are protected, so you're not allowed to pick them, and you're not, you know, shouldn't really go tramping around. So I think they've just found a little sort of nook to go and stand. But I've got the camera here and just operating it one-handed at 6.3/320 of a second. There we go. There we are. That's lovely. It's just giving me a nice kind of abstract sort of shot. And I think, yeah, these people are just about to approach, so I'm going to pause again and let them go by. Okay, so they have now gone. It's a very popular spot, this, and it is a Sunday morning. I'm not surprised that we're encountering all these people. But I'm just looking around this tree, and I've got the camera up to my eye here. There's some real abstract stuff. Obviously, with this 50mm, I can't get really close. But that's not the point today. It's just to give me some ideas. That's really nice. Again, I've just moved around. It's giving me about a 500th of a second, something like that. I'm just going to drop the ISO down, oops, to 200, because it doesn't need to be on 400 now. So we want to make sure that the quality of the pictures is as fine as it can be. Just walking back in the direction I was originally travelling. Yeah, it's just really nice. So what I'm thinking is, it might be one of the ideas that I did have is... No, I can't quite get a shot there. One of the ideas I did have was to maybe shoot in an ultra telephoto. So what I would probably do is grab my 80-200 with a 2x converter, which basically, for those of you who don't know, doubles the focal length, so it would be 160-400. There's also a bit more of a markup. I think it's about 1.5. So, you know, it's a fair old lens then. And so you really have to play with the you have to play with the focusing, make sure it's spot on. Certainly on a D3, I'm being waved at furiously. Someone's enjoying it. Oh. Now we usually come out here and sit and have a coffee. In previous years, we've sort of had croissants and jam and tea, and it's been lovely. But now we've got the little one here, and we're not doing that this year, are we?
She's getting something to eat as we go along.
She's getting something, that's all right. Do you have a word for your people? Well, there we go. As a lot of you know, I don't really talk a lot about personal side of my activities. I think it's no one's business but ours, and I'm sure a lot of you don't really want to be bored with what we've had for lunch and how much of it has ended up on the floor and what have you. But, you know, like I say, today it's a family day. I think this is the first time that we've all been out into the woods together, amazingly, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, of course, not the last. There's plenty of things that... that we can be doing, and in fact, where coincidentally where we are is where we usually where we used to sit down and have our tea. I think, wasn't it? It was that big log. Was it that one over there? All the trees look the same, don't they? It was a big log. That was it. It was that one over there, fallen down, in just in the mid distance there. You've got some horses. Is it galloping or is it cantering? I don't know. I'm not a horsey person. In fact, I'm going to just get a few shots. I'm sure they won't mind. They're sort of in the distance. There we go. Now, of course, if I was to use these commercially, I'd need to have a model release form, but there we go. There we are. Morning.
Morning.
Hello. So, I'm just going to put you guys on pause for a second. So we're back up and running again. How many times have I had to start and stop? Probably about four times so far. So we're not stopping for teas or anything today. It's an interesting thing. We're just having a very brief word with one of the ladies on the horses there that says, you know, I'm more than happy for you to take my picture of the horse and the rest of it, but I'm not photogenic. Well, that tends to be the reaction that most people give. And as a photographer, when you're walking along these, you know, routes and you see a picture. Now, often what I would do is, when I'm heading out here in a commercial sense, I'll, in my bag or in my pocket, I'll have some model release forms, which basically is a standard form that you would either beforehand or at the time just say to the person, I've just taken your picture, I'm a photographer, this is what I'm doing. If I, you know, would you be happy to sign this form? It's not, you know, all it's saying is that you're happy for me to use the picture. And often you'll say, well, I'll... more than happy to send you a copy. That's the log there. That's the one we...
Yes, it is.
There we go. I knew it was around here somewhere. So, you know, this form, it's a standard form. It's readily available. You can get it free. And so then you've got that picture as a stock image that if you were writing an article or if you're, I don't know, selling prints or anything like that. But it's very interesting that people's immediate reaction... is I'm not very photogenic, and most of the time, most people that say that, it's actually the opposite, but there we go. To be photographed is, for a lot of people, not a natural act, so you can kind of appreciate that. Anyway, I'm kind of getting a little bit off topic, so let's bring it back to photography here. I think, shall we go left here? It's coming up, or just after 4:15. Yeah, we got time. You're going to head back. Yeah, okay, we'll carry on. You can probably appreciate why I'm not treating this as a photo shoot day. Too many decisions to make and too many people to talk to. So I'm just going to walk on ahead a little bit. Okay. You can see, like, now we've just walked down this other path and you can see that they've been doing a lot of logging. So thinking about coming back here, the bluebells in this particular section where I've just walked down, there aren't any or few dotted around. Not certainly to my left as I walk, there are a few, but to my right, there are absolutely no bluebells in this particular section. Butterflies flying around, I've just noticed, which is rather nice. Sorry?
Celandines.
Yes. What's a celandine?
It's similar to a buttercup, but it's not.
Similar to a buttercup?
Didn't you say buttercups?
No. Where? I can't see them. Where?
Well, I thought you said that.
No, there's a butterfly.
I'm reading your podcast. That's all right. You know, eavesdropping.
That's okay. Butterfly, buttercup, they're all the same. I don't know anything about the names of these flowers, so, you know. But I haven't seen any butterflies really this year. That's probably one of the first ones. But celandine. See, I've learned something. Are they just little yellow flowers?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen them.
I'll show you on the way back.
Show me on the way back, yeah. Okay, well, there we go, you see. It's educational is what it is, and it's not just about photography. But so yeah, all this this area here is yeah, they've been logging. There's still plenty of trees up there, but I'm thinking about how would I shoot this. So just going back to the whole 2x converter on a big lens, I'm going to be shooting, if this is the approach I take, I'm going to be shooting probably on a tripod, because I don't want to have to put the ISO up really high. Today there's not too much movement in the trees. I don't know what it'll be like the next time I'm back here. But it's far too exciting. So, you know, that's a consideration. I can sort of see all the texture on these logs. It's one of those things that, because there's, you know, there is that expression, not being able to see the wood for the trees, there is just so much in this woodland. There is just, it's such a dense woodland. You can see all around you that it's been coppiced, that it's encouraged the growth over many, many years. And it's seen, you know, you can see there's a lot of... at the right time of year you get all the fungi and everything, but you can see that there's moss growing all around the place and what have you. Ahead of me I can see through a break in the woodland there is a field, really large field, which has got, I think it's rape is the yellow crop that you often see this time of year. You know, so that's a potential. Again, there's that block of colour that if I just kind of shoot straight at it, it might, you know, might be interesting as an abstract. I don't know. This is, like I say, I've got no real agenda yet. I'm just having a wander around and, you know, like now there's just this avenue of trees. I assume that's been planted many years ago, but this is all, it's very uniform, which you really notice. Just saying, this. These trees are all very uniform down here.
Yeah, they're like avenues, aren't they?
Like avenues. I don't know if there's it's not like an avenue for carriages or anything. Oh, in the past. I think there's a beach, I do know beach, that, yeah.
They grow fairly fast. I mean, do you think they've all been like rows of saplings at the same time? To replant the woods?
I'd imagine so. Because this is a complete... I was just saying that this area here is... There's no bluebells. I mean, there's some sort of around us, and we're just about to come to another section, but maybe it was just
You can see that they coppice it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah, it's very uniform.
It is. But again, just thinking about how you'd shoot it. If you're shooting on a really powerful telephoto lens, you're going to be pulling out individual trees, throwing the rest sort of out of focus, so you create that repetition. You kind of... You know, just going for the abstract sometimes. Now, the pictures that I'm shooting, I was saying I don't really have an agenda to the pictures I want to shoot. I've got, you know, stacks of pictures of bluebells that I've shot over the years. So any article that would want them is going to be in... It will have already gone to press at the moment. So it's not as if I'm probably going to be making any sales off any pictures. But it's just updating my catalogue for... next year and what have you. Just having a quick wander up here, because this isn't something you would necessarily expect to see. This is what do they call these? It usually has like a cable wrapped around it, doesn't it? Like it's, I don't know, it's probably about sort of four foot or so. It's on its sort of on its edge, and it's like I can't describe it. My mind's gone blank. It's like a.
I think the smaller end it was for wool, it would be a bobbin.
There we go. Trust you to know that as a reference. But I don't see why it's here, other than it would just be nice little sort of tabletop. I'm going to have to take a picture, because it might be that, although it won't be in the show notes, I'm going to just pop it on Facebook or something. I'm shooting into the light. It's f6.3 at ISO 200. We've got 1/100 of a second. There we go. And we just check the blinkers, because that's really bright. So I'm just going to take it down to minus on the exposure compensation. Let's see what that's doing. Okay. Excuse me. It's going to move around. Then we've got the... got the bluebells ahead of us now, and we've got those lovely fields there. It's not a particularly special shot. One second, I'm just... There we go. So, this is why I usually have a microphone clipped to my t-shirt or whatever, because it's kind of difficult to hold the camera and record at the same time. It's actually quite a nice shot. It's just something a bit different. Something just a bit different. So I'm at 200th of a second at f6.3 now. The exposure's looking nice. Setting that thing off to one side. That is lovely. And I'm being photographed as well. So there we go. You might even see one of my wife's pictures as the show notes. Can I have permission to use your picture?
I'll think about
it. You'll think about it. You want me to sign a model release form for you? There we go, that's looking nice. Perfect, that'll do. Lovely. So, I know it's been a bit of a waffle, bit of a ramble this morning for you guys. But, again, it's just a kind of a precursor to hopefully a much more structured recording in next week's show. The bluebells hopefully by then will have come out to their, I would imagine... sort of their prime sort of condition, and so I'll be able to talk much more freely. I'll have a microphone clipped to my jacket or what have you, and be able to talk about the shots that I'm shooting and maybe in reference to some of the stuff that I've talked about today. So thank you for bearing with me. I know it's been a bit of a looser recording this time. If you've got any questions, of course, about anything that I've been talking about, preferably technical, let's not talk about the family, then yeah, ask away. But for now, I will leave it there. Don't forget to listen to next week's show then, when you can hear me talking through my shots as I take them whilst walking around the bluebell woodland on my own. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, @GilesBabbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcasts.